Go with me. We've been studying the book of Hebrews. We're going to deal with that subject, last part of that subject on the blood we dealt with last week. I'm going to go in a different little twist tonight and pick that up later. I believe it would be what's right. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 6. I got some thoughts and some things I scribbled down here today inside of preparing for the night's Hebrew study. And we'll see if the Lord can't put this thing together and give us something tonight. Genesis chapter number 6. Genesis chapter 6. Just bear with us. And I think we got something that might help you tonight. If the Lord will breathe on it, I know it can work.
Amen.
What we want is Him to breathe on it.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 6, verse number 1. That'd be the first book in our Bible. Amen. The first word of verse 1 is what?
Amen.
And. Everybody see that? Amen. And. And it came to pass. Well, that's just a good term every time I read it in the Bible. It came to pass. Thank God things come to pass. But look at this right here, though. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I had made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for the privilege to be here tonight. God, I pray that you'd help us all get our minds and hearts off the cares of this old world. Even the weather, God, that we might give our attention and our mind and our focus unto Thy Word. Lord, that Thy Spirit might have liberty to give us what we need in this place tonight. You know the needs of us all, God. We ask Your Spirit to do what needs to be done. Empower Your servant, God. Help us to say what's pleasing in Thy sight tonight. Lord, as it's been said, Lord, we pray that the spirits of this whole world will be bound, and we plead the blood over it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Very wicked time on the earth that we described, or we read here, that God described in His Word. He said that when the coming of the Son of Man, talking about His second coming, this of course is talking about Him coming to the earth, that's after the tribulation period, not the rapture, which is before the tribulation. He said that those days would be like the days of Noah. Or in the New Testament, he uses the word Noah, N-O-E, which is the same word as Noah, translated from Greek to Hebrew in your Old New Testament. But he said it'd be like those days. Characteristics of those days of Noah, and he also said of the days of Lot, right? So it's a wicked time. We read of a very wicked generation here. A lot of wicked things going on that we could spend time and dive into and really consume us tonight. But I wanted you to look at verse 5. Wicked things going on in the first four verses. And the Bible said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. I mean, God looked out and He said, this is what I saw. I saw the wickedness of man, that it was great. I mean, it was so wicked and so great that it grieved man that he'd ever made man or beast, and he was going to kill them all. He looked over at verse 8 and he saw, found grace, or Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Praise God.
But look at this thing. Verse 5. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every what? Imagination. Every imagination of the what? Thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now God looked down and he saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth. It's not an end of a sentence, it's not a period, it's a comma. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. There ain't a lot of things going on the earth at this time. A lot of wickedness going on this time. But when God described that wickedness, he didn't name something outward.
Amen.
I mean, there's bestiality. There's these sons of God laying with the daughters of men, making men renowned, giants in the land. I mean, there's all kind of wicked things going on the earth. I mean, they're rejecting the preaching of the man of God, and they're living vile and living a drunkard life and a hell-raising life. But God said when he saw the wickedness of man, God saw the every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was on evil continually. Now we look at sin in the world, we see drunkenness everywhere, we see drug addicts everywhere, you know, we see murdering, we see killing, pornography people playing around with, and all kind of sexual avenues of sin that's in our land. We see people cursing God, we hear that with our ears, and we just see all kind of wickedness in our land. I mean, pedophiles, I mean, just things going on. But God sees the heart. God saw something deeper than what man was seeing with his eyes. And I believe a lot of times we miss that thing because we judge the outside so much.
Amen.
We forget that God seeth not like man seeth. God looketh on the... You know the word? Heart. Heart. He was on evil continually. His imaginations were running wild. His thoughts were everywhere. Evil. Do you know that you can be living a pretty good life outwardly and your thoughts be evil continually? Your imagination's running wild. You know what God said after he saw their thoughts and imagination, that it repented and that he made him. God's ready to kill them because of the way they thought. A lot of times we don't understand the depth of your what's going on within someone's mind and what it could do to a person. Heard the saying over and over, you know, of course we have to say it every time, it's not a scriptural verse, but an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Your mind is a place the devil loves to work. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, whom the God of this world blinded the minds of them that believe not. Blind their minds. Warp their thinking. Mess up their thought process. Play around with their imaginations. Hey, why did he do it in 2 Corinthians 4 that they would not receive the image of God and be born again in the family of God? They wouldn't be saved, they'd die and go to hell. But he done it in their mind. You know why some of you won't get saved? Something going on in your mind. Imagination's in your mind. Well, if I get saved, I'm going to lose my buddies. I had to change this. This is going to mess up. It's just a mind game going on. God said their thoughts was on evil continually. By the way, this is the first time the word thoughts mentioned in your Bible. And when God mentions the thoughts of man, he mentions it in a negative light.
Amen. Amen.
Could I say tonight, or could I ask you tonight, what's in your mind? What are your thoughts? What are you playing around with up there? Well, what's the big deal about it, preacher? It's just thoughts. It's just imaginations. It's just things I'm thinking about. Oh, those things you think about become reality for long. Those things that are in your mind and in your heart, you'll act them out if you're not careful. And God judges you by your thoughts.
Amen.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so... What are you thinking in your heart? What you're going to become?
Yep. Right.
Well, I'm just playing around with it, preacher. I'm just thinking about this boy, thinking about this girl, thinking about this thing. I'm just playing around with it. I just kind of sit around sometimes and daydream. What are you daydreaming about? You know what God said to a child of God? Set your affections on things above.
Amen.
We're to be looking at the author and the finisher of our faith. But our minds have been distorted and looking at Jesus and looking at heaven and looking at our souls going to hell and our minds being occupied and being conscious, if you will. That's what we're going to be dealing with in Hebrews later. Being conscious of what's going on around us that we would live a life that others might see God.
Amen.
But we're not conscious of that because our hearts, our thoughts, the imaginations are on evil continually. What's in your mind? What's going on up there? Don't nobody know but you and God. Because it's in your mind. That's why we think sometimes we can get by with it because we're just thinking it. You know how many divorces started with imagination? Thoughts. You know what? By the way, Jesus said that man shouldn't commit adultery. Right? But he said that if you've committed it in your heart, you've already did it. So that tells me God thinks a whole lot about what we think. I believe God, that shows me God's going to judge us by what's in our heart and mind. Not necessarily just your actions. Well, I ain't committed it, I've just been lusting over it.
Yep. Amen.
Playing around with the possibilities of it. Thoughts, imaginations, evil, continually. Do you know that God's against the evil mind? God's against your mind being evil. Evil. Tonight it might not be some sin in your imagination, or we say sin because sin's a broad thing. Anything transgression against God is sin, right? Anything against the commandments of God is sin. All unrighteousness is what? So there's a lot of things under the category of sin. We like to put it in a little category of the certain things we don't do, you know.
Amen.
We don't commit adultery, adultery sin.
Amen.
You know, we don't drink, so drinking sin, right? But anything against God is sin.
Amen.
Anything that's not righteous is unrighteous, and anything that's unrighteous is sin.
Amen.
So you got to be careful what's going on in your mind. Sinning against God. It's evil. Evil. Your mind might be on just leaving God's fold. You say, well, is that sin? Yeah, because that's going against the commandments of God. Well, I believe I'll just do it my way. Is that sin? Yeah, because God never told you to go your way. God said go His way.
Amen.
What's on your mind? Evil. Let me show you some verses. Look in Proverbs 15. Your mind, your conscience, your heart. Proverbs 15. What's on your heart tonight? What's on your mind? The Bible says, for from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I'm stopping there so you can help me out a little bit and get a little bit more involved tonight. Stopping these verses so you can communicate back with me. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth. Proverbs 15, look in verse 26. God's against an evil mind. Their thoughts want evil continually. Their imaginations were running wild. And God said, I'm going to kill them all. But it's just a thought, preacher. I'm just thinking about it. That's the problem. That's what the devil wants you to think. It's just a thought. The devil wants you to think it's just something you're imagining. For soon you'll be doing it. Proverbs 15, verse 26. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. Abomination is a very strong biblical term. An abomination. You know, men with men is in the Bible is an abomination. Women with women is an abomination. Sodomy is what the Bible calls it. We can use the literal terms that the world uses, but you might get offended, so we'll just stay with the biblical term. It's sodomy. It's not an alternate lifestyle. It's not something good. There ain't nothing gay about it because gay is happy. That's what the world wants you to think. You know what God says about that kind of lifestyle? It's an abomination. Do you know what else He said was an abomination? Do you see that? He said, well, I know that's an abomination. He said, that's wicked right there. I would never do that. He said, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination. Your thoughts against God are an abomination to God.
Amen.
When He saw the thoughts and the imaginations of the world, God said, kill them. Do you see how strong God is against what you play around with in your mind?
Amen.
You know any young kids left the fold? Want to get away from mom and daddy because of their mind? That will play with your mind, what mom and daddy is mean to you. You know, mom and daddy make you go to church. Devil start messing with your mind. Mom and daddy don't let you do what everybody else does. They mess with your mind. You know, you start seeing what everybody else gets to do. Hey, mom and daddy won't even let you do what even some others in the church do. You know, you get outside the world and you maybe can narrow that thing down, but then when you see others in the church being allowed to do it and you're not allowed to do it, devil start messing with your mind and think your mom and daddy's mean to you.
Sure.
You ever thought that maybe your mom and daddy knows you because you're their child?
Amen.
They know the limits that they know that you can handle that you don't know. But you know what the devil will do? Mess with your mind on that thing. And your mind will get you to going against your mom and daddy. And the Bible says to obey your mother and father. And so you going against your mother and father in your mind, that's a sin against God. That's because you don't like the way they're treating you and thinking they're wrong and cruel because they make you go to church and make you talk right. Don't let you go to certain places. Don't let you look at certain things. Don't let you have certain things. And now they're cruel to you. And the devil gets your mind mixed up and your mind will be against your mom and daddy. That's a sin. And all it is a thought. You know what it'll do? It'll cause you to go hook up with some boy instead of sticking with mom and daddy because in your mind you thought mom and daddy was bad.
Yep.
And it'll give your love to somebody other than your parents and cause you to run away from mom and daddy and get in some relationship that ain't pleasing in God's eyes. And it all started with your thoughts not thinking mom and daddy was treating you right. That's what happened to the prodigal. We see the story about him over in the hog pen and all those good things that went on, or bad things that went on in his life. Went out there and wasted his substance with riotous living. You know what happened when that boy one day? One day he woke up and he said, you know what? Give me what's rightly mine. I don't like the way it is around here anymore. I'm being given the bad end of the stick. All my friends in the neighborhood, their parents let them do everything. I want my own way like they got their own way. Started messing around with him. And his imagination got out there in the wayward lifestyle, amen. Got out there and living like everybody else, which he thought was good. Thought it'd be good to lay out at 12 and 1 o'clock every night. Thought it'd be good to go out and smoke a little bit like everybody else does, and sip a little bit like everybody else does. They still living. Devil ain't showed him all those in his mind that died, though.
Amen.
Ain't showed him all those that ain't living no more. He painted a picture out there and he thought in his imagination, give me what's right, I'm gone.
Amen.
Went out and you see the end results of it. By the grace of God, the prodigal got to come back, but some don't get to come home.
Right.
What are you saying? First, I'm saying you better be careful what's in your mind. Better be careful how you think about your parents. Let me care for how you think about the church and your pastor and your Sunday school teachers and leaders in the church. You get your mind all warped up, you'll be against everybody, and you'll think, boy, I'm going to go do it my way and ruin your life. Starting with imaginations.
Amen.
They're laying with the sons of God, committing all these sexual sins. By the word, did it start? Their imagination's running wild. I said, I see everything they're doing down there, but you know what he said? He said, their thoughts and their imagination will even continue, and I'm going to kill them. He knew the souls. God knows the souls. The souls. Some of you got devils got in your mind and now it's showing in your life. What you thinking about? Well, let me help you out. Maybe some of you got it in your mind and it ain't showed out yet. It's going to show out. It always shows out. Is a man thinking in his heart so easy? Out of the heart are the issues of life. That's why he says what? Keep thine heart. What's happening? God said, hey, I'm against an evil mind. God's not pleased with it. Look in Isaiah 55. God's against an evil heart. Evil mind, if you will. Isaiah 55. It's amazing. You study through your Bible how much God speaks about just the thought of man. Just his thought. And we miss it because we're looking at all the big things. You know where we probably lost a lot of our young people that grow up through church and get out? You know where we lost them at? In their thoughts. Because for the most part, except where they slipped and they know how cunning, you know how cunning kids are because you were one. For the most part, we kept them from most of the actions. Right?
Right.
Well, we could keep them away from that place, these people, those things.
Right.
But while we were keeping away from those things, we forgot that in that mind up in there,
yeah,
in those thoughts up in there, they were playing around with them.
Yeah.
And a lot of it come from things they heard, things they saw. Things they looked at that we thought, well, they're not committing it. They just saw it, But there it went. And as soon as they got a chance, they chased it.
Amen.
You better be careful what your imagination's wrong.
Amen.
You know, I'm not trying to throw any stones. Thank God for the grace of God. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God help, man, if by the grace of God it could be any of us blowing our lives by following our imaginations and our hearts.
Amen.
But just for the sake of just a few illustrations without saying anything, and I'm not, my mind's clear of anybody in particular, but you know how many young people in our church got pregnant out of wedlock? You know how many of our young people have that probably we don't even know about yet, and some of them we found out have committed fornication? You know how many of them probably has looked at stuff on the internet, God knows what they saw that they should have never put their eyes on?
Amen.
Because up in their mind they got to thinking, you know, what would it be like? What would the little look be, you know? And through that mind, their lives went down the track and took them somewhere, man, they regretted in their lives.
Amen.
Regretted. Thoughts. Just thoughts. Imaginations. Continually. I mean, throughout the day, what's your mind on?
Right.
It's Wednesday night. What'd you think about all day? Man, I can't wait to get to church.
Right.
I'm ready to get around the Word of God, see my brothers and sisters, talk about the Word of God, some things God's been dealing my heart with, Or has it been somewhere else? We drag you to church and bring you to church, and you need to be in there. And like we said, hey, some people say, well, they go to church, you brainwashed. They need to be brainwashed.
Amen.
Their brains are filthy.
Amen.
They need to be washed. Their imaginations and thoughts.
Praise you,
God's against an evil thoughts. Mm. Evil mind. Isaiah 55, verse 7. He said in verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. If you put that relationship over there in Genesis, he said, my spirit will not always strive with man. 120 years, and that's it. He's getting it. God's Spirit ain't always going to strive. Seek you a little while, it may be found. God dealing with your heart, you better get a hold of him while he's dealing.
Amen.
He ain't always going to be dealing. Or should I say, you ain't always going to be able to feel it.
Right.
Or should I say, you're not always going to be able to know it. You get your mind so warped, your conscience so seared, you deal with the conscience and the mind, those things. You get so far out there when the Spirit of God's knocking, you don't even hear the knock. You so far back in the back room of the house that when somebody comes to the front door, you don't hear them.
Right.
When you're in the living room, you used to hear. Some of you in the living room spiritually, you can hear. Some of you done made your way down in the kitchen. Some of you didn't got in the first bedroom, the second, the third. You're back there in the closet somewhere and you don't hear nothing.
Yep.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the wicked, verse 7, look at this. Let the wicked forsake his way. Think he ought to forsake his way? You think the wicked ought to leave the way that he's doing, the way that's wrong, and do right? I mean, ain't there, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man is what? Thoughts. Just as God said, forsake your way, he said, let him what? Forsake his thoughts. Leave his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him unto our God, and he will abundantly pardon. God wants to forgive. God wants to clear your mind. God wants to get your mind on Him. Thoughts evil continually. God's against an evil thought. God's against an evil mind. Look in Isaiah 59. He's against it. Isaiah 59. Are you hearing the Lord tonight? Are you seeing the danger of someone's mind? The devil loves to play with people's mind.
Amen.
You know how many times I've talked to people and they've done certain things and they thought, well, I just thought that's the way they thought about me.
Amen.
I just thought that's what they said. I thought that's why they were looking at me like that. You know, just thoughts. The devil plays with your mind.
Amen.
And a lot of times it ain't nothing but you and the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else even knows what's going on. Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot say. Neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Boy, ain't that good? There ain't nowhere God can't reach. The deepest pit God can reach and set your feet on the solid rock. There ain't nowhere he can't hear. You ain't too far away from God, God can't do something. He wants to. The question is, do you want to? You know, we always put the limitations on God. It's not on God, it's on us.
Amen.
Well, I would, but. Well, what, but what? Well, you just don't know what I did. God said He knows and His hand's not short and His ear is not too heavy that He cannot hear. So why don't you talk to Him? Why don't you tell Him? Why don't you pray?
Right.
He said, I hear.
Right.
Yeah, the devil messed with your mind so bad you think, I can't even pray, man.
Yeah.
My mind's so messed up. I've been thinking, I can't even pray.
Right.
God said, it ain't too heavy, I can't hear.
Right.
I'll hear you. You can come tell me about it. You can come dump it on me. I'll take it all. And you ain't got to worry about me telling nobody. God ain't going to go tell nobody.
Amen.
Dump it all on Him and come clean, man. Get away from it. Look what He says in verse 2. But your iniquities, there it is, have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. There's the problem. Verse 3, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue have muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, and they speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch crocodile's eggs. And weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their web shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are the works of iniquity, and the acts of violence in their hands. Their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Their what? Thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting, and destruction are in their paths. Why would God, in the midst of mission and everything that they've done with their lips and their hands, the iniquities that they've committed that separated them before God, and God said their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity? so far gone. Their mind is so far out there. They're just cannot see a way to get back to God. And God said, my hand's not short that I cannot save. My ear is not too heavy that I cannot hear. But all these things have led up to their thoughts that they think, I can't get to God. Look at the next verse. This is where you get the way of peace they know not. There is no peace. They know not peace. Your mind gets so wrapped up, so tore up, so much against God, there is no peace in your life. Your mind is your own enemy. The things that you've created and conceived and imagined and played around with now wrecking your life. You might not even necessarily be committing the acts no more, but they're all fresh up here. You might have isolated yourself away from people, from things that you've done, but up in that mind you still know there's still something not right with God. There still is no peace. Just some people say, well, I'll reform my life. I'll quit doing this, quit doing this, quit doing that. Brother, but if you don't get right with God, sister or lost person, you don't get right with God, there'll be no peace. Your mind will wreck you crazy. You'll be popping pills to try to keep sanity. I'm telling you, your thoughts will ruin your life.
Amen.
That's what will happen. The devil gets up in those imaginations and thoughts, drive you senile. People out there are crazy, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what happens? Depression.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Guilt. Shame. All in that mind. Amen. And the way of peace. You see that? Verse 8. They know not. And there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. I'm going to tell you one thing. There ain't nothing in this world like peace.
Amen.
You can't put a price on that thing. It's worth more than all the gold in Fort Knox. Peace. I'm talking about peace with God. Amen. It's salvation and the peace of God in service. You know why some of you don't have any peace? Your thoughts. Something up there that's got you so tore up that maybe so far back there you ain't never got reconciled with God. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. Reaching forth to those things which are before. Right? Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. But you don't think there's something going on up here? You know why some of you stop and can't go any further? Because you can't forget that thing, that act, that situation, that place.
Praise God.
You know what cleanses it?
Amen.
What we've been dealing with in Hebrews. The blood of Jesus.
Praise.
Wash it clean. Cleanse your filthy mind. The good old blood bath. It's what washed you clean at salvation. Same thing going to wash you clean at service.
Amen.
Confess. Confess it to God. In some cases, if it even helps, confess it even to others. We don't have to, but if it helps, do it, man. I think publicly, I think it's biblical. We can debate it, talk about it all we want to. I think if there's something going on in your life and nobody knows but you and God, all you got to do to get right is confess it to Jesus. You got to go to no Pope, got to go tell nobody nothing. But if there's something that's racked your mind and nobody knows but you and God, but you still need to tell somebody else, help yourself.
Praise.
I think if you've done it to a person, I think you should confess it to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because that's one's going to forgive you. That's one's going to make it clean. But you go find that person you did and get it right with them. So when you see them, your mind don't bother you. I think if you've done it not only to a person, but worldwide, people that saw your lifestyle, I think you should profess it publicly.
Amen.
Why? Why profess it publicly? So when I see people, people know that, hey, yeah, that's what it used to be, but I got right with God and I ain't that way no more. You know what we had happen this past Sunday? Had some people confess things publicly, said, hey, you know what? I ain't the one it used to be. I'm glad I'm not there anymore, and I want you to forgive me. That helps, man. You talking about peace? You ask him and see if it don't bring peace. Find somebody that you've done wrong, go find them. I know God's the only one that forgives. Ain't got to tell nobody but God. We ain't debating over something today. And I'm not talking about some kind of a Catholic tradition and going to a Pope and confessing your faults. But I'm telling you, I'm talking about peace in your mind. I'm talking about when I see somebody, my conscience is clear before God and men, the Bible says.
Praise God.
It's biblical. What's your mind like? What's going on in your thoughts? You ain't get clean? Go to Jesus.
Amen.
And if you need to, leave that thing at the altar and go find your brother.
Amen.
And go get it right with him, then come back with God. Do what you need to do. You know what? I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about something to drive you crazy.
Yep.
I'm talking to some people. I think for the most part, yes, I know some of you probably live like hell. Nobody knows. For the most part, you try to live right. You try to do right. But you know what? The devil's racking your mind about things. Maybe something in the past. Maybe something this week. Get it right. Get it clean. For those imaginations and thoughts lead you down a track some way, somewhere where you commit such things that God has to pour His judgment on you. That's what He'll do. That's what He did. He said, I'm flooding the whole earth. Sick and tired of it. You know what I think when God looks down at America today? It's just like the days of Noah. God's looking at all these imaginations and thoughts that I'm about sick and tired of. Probably got something to do with what he said over there in Revelation 3 about the Laodicean church, neither hot nor cold. I'm going to spew them out of my mouth. I'm sick of them. Make me vomit. How's your mind? How's your thoughts? Nobody knows but you and God. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Your thoughts. Bring them to Jesus. Bring them to Jesus and let Him give you that peace that you need. He's the one that can give it. Why don't you come confess it and come clean with Him? Get it cleansed. Under the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 9, verses number 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? You need it purged. You need it burned out. You need it cleansed. It's a purging. These altars are open. I do business with the Lord. Do it in your pew if you need to. You need to walk up publicly, do it. Whatever's going to get you that peace, get right with God is what I do. You the one that got to go home and lay down on that bed tonight with those thoughts. You the one that tosses and turns every night. God's the one trying to help you. God don't want you having restless nights. You having trouble sleeping? Having trouble with your imagination? He said, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession to God. Get it right, man. Quit letting the devil mess with your mind. Have those imaginations that are filthy and thoughts that are filthy washed into the blood of Jesus tonight. Bring it to Him. Bring it to Jesus. He wants to cleanse. He wants to cleanse. Nothing like clean hands and a clean mind. And let the devil rock your mind. Tell him he's got no place up there. Get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
We're going on for Jesus. Your mind. Thoughts. How are they? When you see people, when you look them in their eyes, is your conscience clean before them? Does it bother you when you see certain people? Reminded of certain things? Get it cleansed. Get that liberty in your life, that peace. Nothing like it.
Amen.
Nothing like it. Everyone stand.